You are listening to the Hiking Radio Network, where we talk the walk with shows by hikers about hikers for everybody.
The Hiking Radio Network? If you haven't checked it out yet, it's time that you do. You will find links to the other shows in my show notes as well, but you got to go check them out. Mighty Blue on the Appalachian Trail, the ultimate midlife crisis. That's Steve Adams, and he has literally hundreds of episodes for you to binge. He talks to hikers who have thru-hiked the Appalachian Trail, among other things. Check out Jester's Section Hiker podcast. She talks to hikers that are out there taking on these long trails just one section at a time. And go dance upon the earth with Anna Mudbutt on the Trail Dames podcast. I've had the honor of being on her podcast and vice versa. And stay tuned for new shows that we're going to be adding to the network soon.
Guess what? We have a Hiking Radio Network trading post now. At the trading post, you can find t-shirts and hoodies and coffee cups with your favorite show's logo on it. Yes, you can find some Hiking Unfiltered things there. I'm so excited about that. But you can also find one with Mighty Blue on the Appalachian Trail. You can find just Hiking Radio Network and anything that you buy there on the Hiking Radio Network trading post does go to help support our shows and help us to bring you more content. So thank you in advance for doing some retail therapy. Check it out. There'll be a link for you in the show notes.
Welcome to Hiking Unfiltered, getting real on the trail. I am Courtney, aka Unfiltered, and we're here to explore the trails together. We'll dive into not just the how-to of hiking, but also the why. Welcome.
Welcome to episode number 58 of Hiking Unfiltered, Getting Real on the Trail. I am your host, Unfiltered, and after a lot of technical difficulties, I was able to have this great conversation with Lee Boatwood. She is a listener of the podcast and had reached out to me to talk about how much she was enjoying the podcast. And I learned she was in Australia and hiking there. And I said, you have to come on the show. So Lee does not have a trail name yet, but she is going to answer the question, how is hiking your superpower?
I don't know if I could tell children what my trail name. Hey, mommy, what's her trail name?
Well, for the kids, it could be figuring it out.
Oh, I like just drop the shh.
Exactly.
That's brilliant. This is like take eight. Go.
Yeah. Right. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Courtney. I feel like I've lived seven lives just in the last 40 minutes. I love it.
Right? We've been having a lot of interesting technical difficulties.
That's what happens when it's across the seas. It is amazing that I can just sit here in my studio in the Yarra Valley in Australia and talk to you over there in Florida. It's crazy.
No kidding. I know. And that's the beauty of the internet, right? Because we never would have found each other otherwise.
No, not at all.
So
it's brilliant.
Yeah. So we were just before I hit the record button, we were talking about your trail name or lack thereof.
Total lack thereof.
And actually, that could be a good trail name too. Lack thereof. So tell me about, because the last couple of times that we tried to record this, it didn't turn out the way that it was. You were telling me about how you had discovered the show and binged it while you were working. But tell me again about the kind of work
so
that you do.
I work in bushland restoration. So I wander about reserves and conservation areas, trying to regenerate indigenous bushland, saving indigenous species in roadside reserves. Well, saving them from weeds, basically. So I guess it's kind of, a bit of a fancy name for a weed killer, I guess. So, you know, but it's seasonal, right? So this time of year, we're almost about we're about to start our planting. So we're in autumn, fall, if whatever you want to call it. So we'll do some planting this season. We spend summer trying to eradicate weeds from indigenous bush areas or areas that are of great value, I guess. I'm outside tramping around the bush with a 10-kilo pack on my back and all geared up in gumboots and overalls, and it's, yeah, it's actually been really great training for hiking,
yeah,
which is very, very very appropriate. So it's a new career for me. I was a chef for like nearly 30 years, so indoors all the time, and I've been lucky enough to work in kitchens that have been in lovely places that have had big beautiful windows so I could longingly look outside. I just couldn't get out in it. So yeah, one summer a few years ago now, I was just like, I don't want to do this anymore, which was really it was quite interesting for me because food has been my life. And sharing and cooking and preparing was just my life. And then suddenly it's like, I don't want to do this anymore. So it was knives down, and I was teaching as well. So I teach at a local primary school. I've been running the kitchen garden program for, I don't know, 12 years. Do I want to say that? 12 years. And so I still do that. So I still have, you know, some connection to food and helping kids have a healthy relationship with food, which I think is really important. Mm-hmm. And now I have this sort of outdoor aspect to my life. I feel like there's a bit more balance, which is really good.
Oh, that's such a good word, balance.
Yeah.
That's definitely something that, well, I'm sure a very large portion of the people listening to this recording can identify with that struggle for balance.
Absolutely.
And that was one of the reasons why I wanted to even like do this podcast. Because I have, you know, I have a good paying job. I have a mortgage to take care of. You know, I have all of the trappings, yep, the car payments and the insurance bill and, you know, all that. And kids.
Yeah.
You know, they suck up a lot of your budget, those kids.
Oh, yes.
Darn it. They don't want to be fed every day.
What's so, with that?
But the thing is that it's so easy to get sucked into that matrix, right? Yeah. Where we're just like, okay, so why is it that what am I working for exactly? I'm working for the time when I cannot be working.
I think I've really learned that it depends what you are seeing when you look out your window. Like we accidentally moved out here. And out here I mean in the Yarra Valley, which is a really beautiful area of Victoria, beautiful area of just east of Melbourne. Mm-hmm. And it's the view out our window, north facing across to mountains on a Buang. You see the trees and the sun hits it at, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning. And looking out at that and having that as, you know, the first thing that greets us. And, you know, we moved out here before we had kids. So having raising our kids in this space where, you know, my son's just turned 17 last week. I often still will just walk past his room and see him daydreaming out the window. And he's just looking at the trees and the kookaburras and the magpies and the king parrots and all of that. So it's actually really quite lovely. And I find sometimes it depends what do you see out your window. And I just feel so grateful that we landed here without really, I think I'd been here once on a long weekend holiday. It's a bit of a tourist town. People come out here to escape. And it's like, I live in this. It's like, I feel so lucky. I'm so lucky.
Yeah.
I live in this. And so I feel we've had balance in our face, I think is what I'm saying, you know, from that time. So it It's not very far out the back door, just here we go. It's not very far out that back door.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. But I can actually just put on a hiking pack, say see you later, walk out my door, and I'm so lucky to have access to State Forest behind us, one of my favourite walks just, 5 kilometres down the road.
That's awesome.
It's lucky. So my balance is just out the door. I don't have to, I don't have to seek it so much, but I've only noticed it in the last few years. When the kids are a little bit more independent, they don't need you to brush their teeth and tie their shoes and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Now we have very different conversations.
Right.
They're much more like, how late is too late to come home, and
right.
Can I head, down the line and hang out with these dudes or whatever? So, it's just interesting. So the balance is there, and I feel very grateful for that. But I think the challenge is when you don't have that out your door, how do you access nature? Because it's a bit of a calling. I think you have to sort of wake up to it and go, oh, I realize, oh, that's what I need. I need to connect. I need to connect more with my surroundings. I need to connect more with the earth. I think that's really important too.
Yeah. And as we're actually recording this, it's technically Earth Day.
Yes.
Where I am. It isn't for you anymore.
Ours is yesterday.
It's like old news for you because you're in tomorrow.
I'm here
where I am in Florida, it's still technically Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day.
Yeah.
it's what's connected us, right? Our feet on the land and our, I feel like, our hearts are sort of in the sky and in the trees and there's this common thread between us, which is what led me to, this is what we were saying, which is, the question about what do I do for work? It's like, I get a little bit sick of my own thoughts when I'm out there for, we work in teams, but, someone may be like, over there and I'm over there. And I was like, oh, I'm sick of my own thoughts. I need some input. So, yeah. So finding you, your podcast has been really empowering because I'm like, there's this mom on the other side of the world and she's got kids and she just wants a hike, man. Like, I just want a hike.
Right.
Just want a hike.
I feel like we should be burning our bras or something when you say like,
100%. Yeah, absolutely. Girl would love that. It's actually really crap. Like, oh, nature does that too. It's just like, here's something I actually didn't think I would talk about. It's like, actually, I wrote myself some notes. I'm like, oh, here's some things that you really should talk about, Lee. But I just had, and I knew that I would go off on a tangent, but I just had a memory of being with an amazing bunch of women out here one night. This is a few years ago now. And one of our crew said, it's full moon. Let's just go out and howl at the moon. So, it was amazing, but I didn't realize that it meant taking your clothes off, dunking in the river, and then howling at the moon.
Details.
I need to read the fine print. But it was pretty fun.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
I can see how that would be fun. Fun and freeing. And maybe more than a little embarrassing.
A bit intimidating at first, but I'm like, we're all made of the same stuff. Just get out there and enjoy it, whatever.
Yeah. And this year I'm going to miss it, but I'm going to miss it because I'll be traveling. I'll be on a plane. But one of the traditions here, and I don't know if it's a worldwide tradition or if it's specifically a US tradition, but on the summer solstice, it's Hike Naked Day.
Yes, that's right. It is.
Yes.
Are you going to do it? You're on a plane.
No, I'm going to be on a plane. They kind of frown on that.
I don't think that let you. Excuse me, ma'am. To put your clothes back on.
Exactly. We've had a few complaints from the back. If you could please.
No, may not be complaints. Who knows?
I guess it depends on the audience. But when you're, do they do that in Australia?
It's a worldwide thing. I have seen that, and I really, I kind of want. I wanted to. I wanted in. I wanted to to do it, and I didn't though. I chickened out.
Well, you know, it's only a little ways away now. Maybe you can plan on that for this year.
Yeah, come December 2021, 2022. It usually is, isn't it? Yep, I'll be out there. Do you wear your backpack though? Like,
yeah,
backpack, yeah. No clothes, boots. I don't know.
Yeah, I love boots, it. I think boots are okay. I think boots. You know, you still got to protect your feet.
Yeah, you do. Oh, I love the sound of it. You know, I think as I get older, so I'm how old am I? I'm like 51 now. Mm-hmm. And I'm new to the hiking adventure thing. Like, it really has just been the last couple of years that, well, since really 58, since my daughter turned 8, and I had her, I was 39, and I don't know, something changed in me, something happened, and I was just, it's like having some kind of awakening thing. Basically, I think she didn't sleep for 8 years. So I had an awakening. Literally was an awakening. So I just was just looking for whatever, and I didn't have to look very far because it's right out my front door. Mm-hmm. So it was just a really interesting experience that as an older person heading out into the hiking world, and thankfully I have a family that facilitates that for me. Hubby's very supportive and encouraging, because he did all that stuff when he was younger. He was a scout and then an adventurer and then a Queen Scout, and he's been he's had some really good advice and some good information, but he's been really encouraging in that respect. So coming into hiking later in life, I feel like it's become my superpower.
I love that.
And I feel so amazing about it. And I would really love other people and other women to find your superpower in that respect.
I love that. So tell me how hiking is your superpower exactly.
I think it's kind of me just standing up for myself and just saying, you know, I'm going to leave the house. I'm going to leave the house and I'm going to trust the process. And because I have this, I have a hopeless sense of direction. So I'm going to walk out the front, door. I'm going to trust the process. I'm just going to put one foot in front of the other, and I'm just going to slow down and listen, because I feel like life's been pretty fast. So in some respect, the superpower is just slowing down and paying attention. It's kind of opened up a whole new world for me, which I'm really grateful for.
You know, that what I pictured as you were saying that, I got a visual of like a Marvel superhero or something, where like everything's slick. You know how they do it in the movies where everything just boom, like slows down and you can see, there's a water droplet that I can move out of my way.
It's exactly that. It's like, and that's what happens when I love taking photographs when I'm hiking. I absolutely love it. So, and you start to notice those things when you slow down. And I think that's really nice when life is hectic. And like, I live at a pretty I live at a fast pace. But, you know, it's like in a domestic sense, you know.
Right.
So it's nice just to pay attention. Yeah. So it's an independent thing. And I also, something that I've just thought is that I've always like to be around people. I would love talking, being around other people. It's like when I told my family that you had asked me to come on the show, they were so excited. They were so excited and they were so proud of me. It was really lovely. And my son just stands there and he says, "Oh, Mum, you'll have no trouble talking." Like, thanks, hon. Thanks, hon. That's really awesome. So I think that's been really good for me to do that, and just paying attention a bit more. It's been lovely.
Yeah, I can really identify with that, because I have a very specific memory. Actually, the picture that I used as the cover art for the show, like the general cover art, that's always on every show. That there was a selfie. I took that while I was sitting in the middle of the woods in Tennessee. And I was in that space where everything had slowed way down. We were at that point, we'd been out for, let's see, three nights. So we'd already been out in the woods for 3 nights. And so I had really started to slow down at that point. So in that particular day, that was my favorite day of our hike, actually, because
beautiful.
That day we saw zero humans. It was only me and my husband. That was the day we had zero other humans. So that's another, like, that'll slow your way down too. Right.
Yeah.
And you start to
notice
the ants that are crawling along your arm. Yeah. They're not hurting you. They're just like,
they're just
chilling. They're just tickling you or whatever, you know, like they're just, you just happen to provide a really great bridge for them at that particular moment in time.
Exactly. Right time, right place.
Exactly. And the way that the leaves smell and the way that the light is filtering through the trees and all of that stuff, it can be so incredibly healing. And that was really, I was genuinely feeling like I was absolutely, absolutely glowing with love for and love from the environment that I was in at that specific moment in time.
You can tell it's a really lovely shot. It's very serene. It's a moment.
It was a moment. A couple days later, I wasn't nearly as serene because I wasn't on trail anymore. But but I was at that moment. Take that.
It's like you get rushed back into the river, isn't it? It's like we just had a few days away camping, and I hiked a rail trail with a girlfriend of mine. This is really nice 16 kilometer. Walk. I don't know how many miles that is. You know, it's funny. I'm just thinking about, you know, some hikes that I've done, and it's just brought up a memory of, so it was about this time ago last year that I was planning my first solo overnight hike, because I haven't done that yet. It's like, you know, it's been 3 years of, you know, so it's 48 when I started hiking. So then we had 2020 where, like, excuse me, February 2020, we had our first lockdown. Mm-hmm. And I think Melbourne was the most locked down city in the world at one stage. So we had 6 lockdowns. I don't know. Correct. Someone listening in Australia will correct me with timelines and things, because seriously, from February 2020 to when we got out of it in November 2021, was I don't even know what happened in that time. I don't even know. But I do know that I was trying to plan my first solo overnight hike. So I finally have like a one-person lightweight hiking tent, and I'd pulled out all my gear, and I was so excited to get this tent, and I've set it up in the lounge room, and I've laid in it in the lounge room. But I haven't taken it out outdoors yet. So I was planning my first solo overnight hike, and then I got COVID. So it was like the week before. It was a week before. So I tested positive on Mother's Day. My son had given it to me.
Oh, so, what a lovely Mother's Day.
So it was beautiful. So beautiful. But thanks, buddy. But so I had planned it for the week after Mother's Day. It was my gift to myself, my Mother's Day gift to myself. And but anyhow, it didn't happen. I got really, really sick, and I was sick for quite some time. It took me probably about 6 months to really find my energy again. So throughout that time, it's just little day walks, you know, so mostly I would do like a 2 or 3 hour, I don't know, walk. I don't know that I can really call that a hike. I'm quite sure, but a walk.
Yeah,
what's the difference? Like, it's still a hike.
It's still a hike.
And so we're a year down the track of that, and I still haven't done my first solo overnight hike, but it's coming. I can feel it.
It's on, you know, it's so funny that you say that, because I've been talking to my husband about that recently. I said, you know, I think I need to do that. I need to go on a solo overnight, or, you know, 2 nights or however many nights, but I've never done that. I've never deliberately gone out.
Yeah. I think you need to do it. I think we all need to do it.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important to, for me, it's a bit about overcoming some fears, yeah. I guess, being brave,
right.
And adventurous and mm-hmm. a little curious as well. You know, can I do this? It's like, oh, I can do lots and lots of things. I've done some amazing things. Mm-hmm. Can I spend a night out in the bush by myself and not be freaked out by every leaf that brushes the side of the tent? Or,
yeah.
you know, yeah. But I think that's something that I've really grown into since, you know, having sort of epiphany at 48 years old. It's something that I've grown into that I actually want to spend some time on my own. And I've never been like that mm-hmm. my entire life. I think that's what I was getting at before. I like to be around people, total extrovert, and I like that. But somehow there's this change in thought that, you know what, I just would like to spend some time alone. In the yeah. bush, hiking. So I've done a lot of that when we had our lockdowns, and we were at one stage, government imposed a 5-kilometer radius, I don't know what you call it, allowance. So we weren't allowed to travel more than 5 kilometers from our home. And wow.
That is very restrictive. Yeah.
It was really, obviously you could for work if your employment was one that was considered an essential service. So uh-huh. if your job wasn't considered an essential service, you weren't allowed to go to work. It's really crazy. Wow.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting that when that was imposed, there's always a silver lining, right? Every cloud has a silver lining. So mm-hmm. during that time, that's when my husband and I started our Sunday hike days. So he was working from home, which we're very, very fortunate that his design work meant that he could work from home. We had 6 lockdowns. Some of those lockdowns I could work, and there was like one particular lockdown that we weren't sure if what we were doing in bushland restoration we were able to work. But so the kids were learning online. Well, they were schooling online, but it was just horrible. Yeah. It's like our 2 kids are they're really creative. They're visual learners. They need to do things like with their yes. hands, very yes. tactile, and it did not suit them, and it was just horrible. It was mm-hmm. the most horrible experience to see your kids just suddenly going down this deep, dark mm-hmm. rabbit hole of, mm-hmm. yeah, not to yeah. nowhere, basically. Right. So I was just of the mindset of that, you know what, this is not working. Don't worry about it. Ditch the schoolwork. Let's just do some things locally. Let's just do some things outside. But, you know, as they're getting older too, it's like they don't want to come and walk with me.
Right.
they're just not interested yet. So every Sunday, hubby and I would get up early. We'd be out the door by 6:30 a.m. and we'd be off on a hike. And our challenge to ourselves was that we wouldn't do the same hike twice.
Oh.
So we managed to do that. We hiked every Sunday for the weeks and weeks, and we didn't do the same hike twice, and it was all within our 5-kilometer radius.
Wow.
So it was really amazing. It really made us look in our own neighborhood. Uh-huh. And we discovered things that we've been living here for like 18 years, and we discovered things that we never knew were there. It was, you know, there's the silver lining.
That's fantastic. I love that. And
it was, also thanks to where we are living out here. You know, we couldn't have done that in the suburbs. So it was a really awful thing to go through. But at the same time, it just meant that we brought things a little closer to home, and that we shared more with each other instead of like, You weren't allowed to, you had to have your social bubble. You weren't allowed to have more than one person in that. It was right. just really, it was, yeah. it was insane. But that was a silver lining, which is really lovely. And so that's kept me inspired to seek new places to hike and particularly explore our area. Try and recoup some dignity and I'm saying that in regards to, I remember, I'd been on a few hikes when I was about 23, 24. I went on three, I remember distinctly, three hikes, and they were all disasters. Something terrible happened at each one, and I didn't hike for years and years after that until I decided that for my 50th I wanted to do a multi-day hike. So I guess, you know, heading out at 48, 49 and going like, right, I'm going to get myself sorted and get myself fit and able to do a longer hike for my 50th. And it happened, which was cool.
Yeah, that is cool. That is cool. So I have a lightning round of questions. You already know this because you've listened to every, every episode. You probably already cheated and I already answered all these questions, but that's okay. We'll do it anyway.
Nice.
All right. So the lightning round. What is your favorite snack in your pack?
Let's see. I love these little, you get these little cacao coated almonds. I don't know if you would have them there, but I walk down like the health food aisle and they're roasted almonds and they're coated in like coconut sugar, cacao and salt. So you get this, you get the crunchy almond and the sweet, and there's got to be chocolate, right? Chocolate and the salt. And so I go down the health food organic aisle in the supermarket and I get those, and then I go, right, where are the M&Ms? Where are they? So just all through that. So I mix together.
We're back to balance. It's balance.
Yeah, exactly. Everything in moderation. So I quite like to mix those up together in a jar. And mandarins. I always crave a mandarin when I'm hiking. So, you know, as long as they're in season, there's a couple of mandarins, some M&Ms and cacao almonds in my pack.
Right. Like to hike in trail runners or boots?
Boots. I've always used boots. I think because it's the ankle thing, right? I know it's interesting. Yeah, yeah. So it's interesting though. I think shoe technology has changed quite a lot since I hiked when I was 24, opposed to now. So I've got a couple of different kinds of boots. I have a pair of boots that are quite wide toed at the front and are very flexible, but have got really good grip. And then I have another pair of boots that are quite stiff and rigid. And I'll use them for different tracks and trails. So if I think I need something really, really grippy, I'll use the more sturdy ones. Or if I know that I'm going to be like walking over rocks, like it's a rocky trail, I'll use the ones that are a bit more flexible. And I work out in runners, so, or sneakers, whatever you, I'm not quite sure what you call them. So yeah, boots for me.
So do you like, I know you talked about your one person tent. Have you ever slept in a hammock as well? Or do you just stick with the tent?
I just stick with the tent. I love the hammock episode that you did and you ended up just shacking up in this other guy's hammock. Yeah. Oh, that's just brilliant. I love it. Hubby's I love that episode. I don't know. I sleep on my tummy, so I'm not quite sure how that would work.
Yeah, but that would be a little rough in a hammock.
No, definitely tent for me.
Okay. So what is, I was going to ask you what your favorite trail name is, but you haven't heard it. A whole lot of trail names out in the wild.
No, I just, I'm sorry. It's a pass on that one.
That's okay. That's okay. You won't get points off.
Okay. Thank you.
So I know that you've listened to this show when you're working, but do you listen to anything when you're hiking?
No, I don't. It's just, I kind of feel like then also at the same time, I want to get away from the noise. I like the white noise of the bush and the birds and, you know, is there a creek coming up? I can hear water and all that sort of thing. So right. I don't like to be distracted from what I'm doing there. So yeah, it's just me and the sounds of nature.
Okay. So do you, as you've been out there exploring the trails that are close to your house and everything, how are you finding your trails? Do you have an app that you use there locally? Is there anything, or are you using like an old school map?
Yeah, I, as I did say, I have a hopeless sense of direction. So I use an app, a map app. I use All Trails, which
I use that too.
Do you have that? Yeah, you have that. Yeah. I think, and just even sometimes I'll just put Google Maps on if I'm not quite sure, you know, where sort of everything is, how I can orientate myself. But I would really love to learn how to use a compass and a paper map. But one day, because like you can't always rely on, you know, your phone working or,
right,
you know, having
or
access.
Having service.
Yeah, yeah. All of that. So, I mean, at this stage, I haven't really ventured to have a bush bashed or anything. You know, I haven't ventured too far off well-marked tracks. So, but, you know, it's on my list of goals is to learn how to use a compass and a map.
Okay. So do you caffeinate when you're out overnight?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's interesting though. It's like caffeine doesn't really affect me in a way that it revs me up. Like it's a bit null and void for me, but I think it's just, it's become a bit more of a ritual, I think, and that's how it sort of it fits in. But I am a total teetotaler. I love a cup of tea in the morning. Like every morning I have a cup of tea before I head out, and then I'll have maybe one or two cups of tea, and then I'm ready for a coffee. It's okay. So it may work that when I'm out on trail, it's a cup of tea in the morning, and then by the time we stop for lunch break, it's a coffee.
Yeah.
So both. Okay. Both.
All right. Balance once again.
Yeah. Yes.
What's the next trail that you'd like to explore?
Let's see. I've got a few on my list. Actually, in September, we're heading to New Zealand for a family holiday, which is very exciting.
Oh, nice.
So when... I don't know if I'm taking up too much time. When I was 40, I was turning 40, my girlfriend and I, who I just went for a little hike on this weekend, we had booked to go to New Zealand, and we were going to hike the Milford Sound, which is in the south of the South Island. And our carrier, our airline carrier, cancelled our flights for whatever reason. And, you know, 11 years later, we had just never managed to rebook that trip. So we are taking a family trip to New Zealand this September. Unfortunately, I won't be able to do those kind of hikes. You know, I'll have the kids, and like it's just going to be hard enough to get them out of the camper van and on the trail for an hour or so. So I have always wanted to hike Milford Sound. Something a little bit more realistic there's a lot of coastal walks in Victoria. So the Great Ocean Walk, which is like a 6-day coastal walk. And I don't know if you've maybe not heard of the Bibbulmun Track, which is in Western Australia. It's a 1,000-kilometer track. And I was, it'll be good. I think roughly anywhere between 45 to 50 days to do that track. And I was in the bush one day working, and I just had this idea. I text messaged my husband straight away, and I said, right, 2030, we're hiking the Bibbulmun Track, and 2030 is when our youngest will graduate high school. So I'm like, when she's all taken care of, we're gonna hike for 50 days.
Nice.
So yeah, I've got a a couple of tracks that I need to, I feel like I need to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So as you're out there, what are you doing for your water? Do you have a favorite filter that you like to use?
We haven't really had a great need to. But I think when we, so for my 50th, we hiked a trail called the Great Southwest Walk, which you can section hike it. So I guess we hiked a section of it. And we went from Portland to Nelson, which was, I think it was five days. We would have done the whole lot, but it was school holidays and we had to ship the kids off to the brother-in-laws. So I would have loved to have done it, but it's through the mountains, the river, heads down to the coast, sand dunes, and that. Yeah, so cool. When we did that January last year, we just took the little tablets. We don't actually have a filter system as such, okay. Just so, I don't know, it drops in a tablet. Oh, mm-hmm. I can't remember a great deal about it. So we actually, I think we might have used it once. That was about it. So yeah, okay. Nothing too fancy.
Okay. So how is it that you want to become more unfiltered? Besides taking your clothes off and having them in. That's pretty unfiltered.
I think I might need to wind it back a bit. I'm not quite sure. I think it's funny. I actually told my husband that you asked people this question. And he just, you know, he's kind of just give me the eye and he tilts his head and looks at me and I was like, you're pretty unfiltered. So I think it's a little bit like what I mentioned to you before, is that I feel like, you know, I'm always around people and always having conversations and I'm pretty chatty. So I think it's almost winding it back a bit for me. Slowing down a bit and listening more to others, listening more to nature. And I feel that by connecting more, by slowing down, while I feel like life speeds up in some kind of, I don't even know how that works, that I can connect a bit more. And I think that, you know, I still want to be curious. I still want to be adventurous. And I feel like that if you stop being curious and stop being adventurous, that I feel like that's when things go a little bit haywire. So for me, the unfiltered question is just about paying attention and slowing down and feeling a bit more connected and grounded, which is something that I've not really been in my life. So that's really nice.
Hmm. Wow. Well, that was a great answer.
Okay. Thanks.
I know you studied ahead. I think you kind of cheated a little bit there, but that.
I thought about it a little bit. Oh, it's hard not to. I love that you asked that question. I've had 56 episodes of listening to that question. Give me a break.
You've had a chance to think. Yeah. Well, I am so grateful that we've finally figured out how to make this recording work. That's thank you so much for awesome. Your patience with the process.
I think it was me. It's all good. No, yeah. I really appreciate having this conversation and opportunity and you know, I want to spread the word and hopefully you'll get a few more Aussies reaching out.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
Aussie.
Yeah. That's great. I don't know that I've ever said that in my whole life. It's so funny. I've been overseas a few times. I've been to Florida. I've walked through those murky alligator infested Everglades? Yeah. I don't know that I would do that now, but it's kind of freaky.
You have to have either, and again, it's that balance. You have to have a balance between bravery,
yes,
courage, right, and stupidity. You have to have both.
All of it. I think I had it all. I think I was pretty stupid back then, you know. I'm hoping I've grown.
Well, yeah, we have a family motto. You have to be tough if you're dumb. That's
That's how it works. I really like that. That's fantastic. Okay. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Well, thanks again. And I wish you happy trails as you continue to explore out there. Hopefully you'll finally get to go do that.
Hopefully.
That trek in New Zealand. And I'll be looking forward to hearing about it when you do.
One day.
Yes.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure. As I love talking, so it's been fabulous.
Thank you.
So yeah, she had a really great transition into hiking, and she came to it late in the game, kind of like me. You know, it's always wonderful to hear or talk to, for me anyway, people who are in my age group that are out there trying to spread awareness of our connection to nature and really making an effort to get out there and have that touchstone experience that we all need with the earth. And ironically, when we were recording it, it was Earth Day. So it all kind of worked out. We recorded on April 22nd. Well, my time. She was already in the next day because she's in Australia. But anyway, thanks again so much, Lee, for coming on. It was such a joy talking with you. If you'd like to see more of what Lee is doing in her adventures, you can find a link in the show notes to follow her on Instagram.
Thanks for joining me once again. If you are enjoying this podcast, or maybe it's even just the first time you've heard it, I would love to hear from you. You can reach out to me at hikingunfiltered@gmail.com. Tell me about your topic ideas, your guest suggestions, or maybe you would like to be a guest on the podcast. I love it if you gave me a shout out on your socials. You'll find links to my socials in the show notes. I am Hiking Unfiltered on Facebook and on Instagram. You can find me there, and I'd love to interact with you there. Can I ask you a favor? Please leave me a review, some stars, to help other people know that the podcast exists. Show them how to subscribe as well. You're going to find links in the show notes to the show sponsors that were mentioned. Go check them out. It does help support the show. That's it for this episode. Until next time, my trail family, happy trails.